Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
With a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. DeLosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Bird.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
All right. I do not know where Amanda is right now. This is Psychic Tina Marie. We're going to try to get her live back up. I have no idea. She's having a little bit of a difficulty, I guess, trying to come on air. But this is Psychic Tina Marie. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm going to try to go ahead and launch a chat room, and let's see who's in it. And we'll get the show going. We need to. You are not connected. There is a problem. All right. Hold on. We are going to hang up and come back in. Everybody, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Can you hear me now, Tina Marie? Are you there, Tina Marie?
I am here. Hold on, darling. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know what happened there. That was very weird.
All right. I was just trying to come in as a co-host. I was trying to pull you up, darling.
Well, thank you very much. I was trying to give you an intro, and I have no idea what happened. I was trying to tell them that you were part of, you came here and met me, and you've been part of the paranormal, the Dixie Boo Paranormal Society, and I was telling them a little bit about you. So how about you just go in and tell everybody what your specialties are?
All right. Amanda, do you have the chat room open, darling?
Yes, I do.
All right, because I'm going to have to refresh and come back. So give me 2 seconds, everybody. I'm not going to come back into the chat room. I'm just going to try to refresh this. You know what, though? But a lot of times what happens is, here on Blog Talk Radio, things get, you know, it's called This Is What Happens on Blog Talk Radio. Can you hear me okay now?
I can hear you beautiful. How about me? Are you hearing me okay over there?
Okay, well, I'm just going to let you take care of it. Looks like you got everything handled. Okay, all right. Well, hey, it is just doing my heart so good to be able to talk to you on this beautiful Monday morning. Coming to you live from Fort Walton Beach, Florida, and it's so gorgeous here.
I bet it is absolutely beautiful there. So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your expertise and what you do?
All right. My name is Tina Marie Weber. I'm a psychic medium, and a clairvoyant, also an ordained minister. I've been doing this close to 30 years, plus a paranormal investigator. I've had three huge, beautiful, wonderful paranormal teams that are still active today. Work with some beautiful people, and never charge for that. We never charge for anything to do with the paranormal investigations. Primarily what we do is residential. I do have a very busy business going on here in North Florida. And like I said, you know, majority of what I do is trying to educate the public in reference to spirituality and our kind of work as a clairvoyant, a psychic, and a psychic medium. It's very, very important. That's been the biggest key of my aim all these years, is to educate individuals. So it takes a lot of the fear factor out of this kind of work. You know, that for years and years there was such a big taboo around it. But I've got to be honest with you, we are just marching on and knocking a lot of barriers down. That's why it's so cool. You know, working with Greater Good Ministry Radio, GGRM, and the people I have met through working with Dee Dozier, that's called Reverend B. She is the one that put me on air years ago. I mean to tell you, when she put me on air, it has never stopped since. And she is the founder of Greater Good Ministry Radio. And any, you know, I made a statement a long time ago, any readings that occur through this programming, anytime, whether I'm hosting my own show or guesting, proceeds go right back into GGRM, and this supports, you know, the ministry, also spirituality, and the rest of our guests. So, you know, and you, Amanda, we met several years ago when I was up in Missouri, because you're from Missouri.
Yes, we did. It wasn't that long ago, and it was really wonderful doing some work with you. Not that I haven't done work with you even before that. I mean, when we were on radio together, we've just done so much work, and it's beautiful, and it's a wonderful relationship to, you know, minister and help other people who need to, who want to learn about what we do and utilize what we do. It's almost like we kind of give them the information and the resources that they need. I know for some people, they get confused with psychic and medium and, you know, what the difference is. And, you know, a psychic and a medium, you know, that can come in one package, like you can be both psychic and medium or just a medium. But, you know, like you said, there's, you know, the clairvoyant gifts that, you know, you have too that we both share. And the experiences that I've had just even working with you are miraculous, because people need to know how these gifts work and what they do and even what they're stepping into. So the education is so important.
It is. It is. And that is what we try to do here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, is to have such a great positive exchange of energy, get people to a place in their psyche where they're able to receive the divine. Some people call it spirit guide. Some people call it God. Some people call it the universe. I mean, you know, it's to each and everyone's belief. Mother Earth, you know, there's a lot of different names, but it's called divine instillment as a clairvoyant. And see, for years, oh my golly bum, I tripped over even using that word, because a lot of people says, you know, that was devil work. A clairvoyant is the devil. And, mm-hmm. And or we could use the word extrasensory perception. You know, I mean, really, you know, I tried it all over 30 years. Well, I got ESP, I've got this, I've got that, blah, blah, blah. Well, when it really comes right down to it, I'm open to the universe. And I mm-hmm. accept it, and I walk. I walk in the Holy Spirit, because I wouldn't walk anywhere else doing this kind of work.
It's best to walk in that, because if you're not walking in that, you could really end up somewhere you don't want to be. And I've talked to many individuals about that. You know, it's very important that you stay very balanced and true to that walk that you're walking when you do that. And, you know, it's critical information that people need to know when they do the work, too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This way everybody stays, you know, if I ever receive anything negative, I immediately pull away. And being, you know, doing this for so many years, if I start to feel sick, not by clairvoyancy in reference to somebody being ill or car wrecks and things like this, but if I feel like a negative energy entity, I'll pull back. I don't want that in my body. I don't want to pull it forth. And I'm going to tell you, it's really worked out good for me the way the energy is brought to me. I have been very extremely, knock on wood, everybody out there, and I'm not saying this out of being conceited, I have been extremely lucky. You know, going through the stages of learning the process of all of this over so many years, you know, I came from a generation where I had to learn the hard way. And then to see the younger individuals coming out. So this is where my priorities stand, in educating and teaching the public about what's going on, the unseen things. You can feel them, but you don't, you know, they may not know what it is. That's what's so cool about you, Amanda.
So when they feel it, when somebody comes to you and says that they're feeling it, because I know a lot, I've ran into so many people, like you said, you know, it's called the devil, it's called this, it's called that. How would you talk to somebody about feeling something like that or going through something like that when you are talking with them?
All right, I'm going to make some bold, bold statements here. I do not believe in curses. I do not believe, and so much I do not believe in, because just through the years being able to, I do believe that there is some negative energies and entities out there. Oh, don't take me wrong. But I'm going to tell you, if you're going to ever start working in this kind of what we do, Amanda, a person has really got to, and it's hard to stay balanced. Heck, we're human.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
right.
When faith comes in. That's when faith comes in. And I know a lot of individuals. The first thing is, I do not believe in what a person would call gluttony. Anything you overdo can come back and really hurt you. That's why it's so very important. We give away a lot with all these radio shows. It's a balancing act day to day. It is. It's a big, big one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not believe in curses. I do not believe in curses. Do I believe in psychic attack? Sure I do. But that's not a curse. Now, if another if somebody called me and said, I put a curse on you, I'd laugh. You know why? Because the
mm-hmm.
more you entertain that, the more it's going to come back to get you. I'm serious
about
that.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know,
Miss Tina, something that I saw, something that I've seen, not just with myself, but with other people, is that when, say you say something like, okay, my car isn't running today, or my battery messed up, and maybe you said that because you were running, you know, 20 minutes late to work, or, you know, maybe you had a situation where you told the teacher, you know, your dog ate your homework, but really, you know, you didn't do your homework, and then on the other end of it, later on, the dog eats your homework, you know what I mean? Or the battery in your car dies because you told your boss last week, oh, my battery died, so you're fine, and then you say it, and then boom, something, you know, happens. I mean, and I'm just talking about any innocent bystander. We could say anything, you know, oh, I had a cavity and I had to go to the dentist, and then all of a sudden you manifest a cavity. That's what I think, you know, when you're talking about curses, I think that we can think about it because they talk about manifesting abundance or I'm poor or I don't have money. You know, if you say those things, they start happening even if you don't intend for them to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Negative breeds negativity. And real quick, I want to tell you, I lit a candle for you, an orange candle for Amanda and everybody else out there. Just going with last week, the dialogue of last week and the way people called me, you know, through my radio shows and et cetera. Orange is,
mm-hmm.
I like to work with candles. Whether it's emotional or physical or really whether it stimulates me. And people can just Google working with candles. And you know, your intention is what is so very important about it. I reached in the old goodie bag and I said, give me one for Amanda. And it's orange. It is orange.
I had my aura picture done, and I have a golden energy around me. I went to a festival this weekend and talked about GGM radio and messages of light and you guys. And, you know, I had some really good helpers, and I really kind of stood on my own. It was really neat to spread some wings and fly, but it was also neat that you picked out orange because I've been gravitating towards a lot of orange stones lately. Like I went to a shop and I drew a carnelian. I drew an orange stone. So see, some people use candles, some people use stones, some people use both. I utilize it all. I love it.
All right. But it's for business goals, prosperity deals, ambition, career goals, general success, legal matters, for attraction of encouragement, stimulation, and quick manifestation of prosperity.
Perfect.
In a direction that is good for you so that you can help others. I just went, bam! And you know,
wow.
Real quickly, right here on Greater Good Ministry Radio, Reverend B, B. DeDozier, she has got one of the best, good gracious. It is a book, and it's called Crystal Healing. It takes
mm-hmm.
away all the guessing if you're going to be working with colors or colored stones. This book is no nonsense. No nonsense. It takes away any kind of questions and reference. Well, I've got a tourmaline, or I've got an amethyst, or I've got a, you know, whatever stone it is, a crystal. What to do with them, what to do with them, what will they do for you, how to take care of them so that it's a positive exchange. You know, I'm going to tell you, no nonsense. So everybody go over to the gift shop and check that out. I didn't mean to throw that in there, but it's true. You know, stimulation of the mind and reference. Stimulation of the mind and reference to colors. I mean, if I wake up and I'm in a crappy mood or I don't feel so good, you know, we're human. We're all human. All
and
of
so
sudden,
there are days that there are days that even people like you and me are going to wake up and we're not going to feel good, you know, because maybe the energy is bad or it's a wrong day or we did something wrong back there. But, you know, the way to look at it, Tina Marie, is, you know, even the best of the best reader makes a mistake in their day somewhere because we're human, even though we're reading energy and trying to help people.
Oh, absolutely. But I'll be quite frank with you. I learned a big, big lesson. I learned it a long time ago. That's why I really try to catch myself. I overwork. I overstimulate. After 60, 70 readings a week, somewhere along that line, I didn't take the time to clear.
Mm-hmm.
By golly bum, then it pulls on me. It doesn't
You know what, Tina Marie, I've done the same thing. I overwork. I've done it too.
But that's what it's all about. You know what? You know, Amanda, about you working the fair that you did. Now, see, this is what happens when you got two individuals that have radio shows. I'm trying to pull out of you and you're trying to pull out of me. Last time I looked, we had quite a few callers. How are we doing on that?
We're getting some callers calling in. So we'll talk a little bit, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll take some callers.
Anybody in the chat room, tell them hi for me. I don't have it open.
I certainly will. Hi to everybody in the chat room from all of us.
All right.
We're doing great.
You know, Amanda is going to have a second show also, and pretty quick here on GGRM. I've got one coming on tonight, primarily paranormal, at 8 p.m. Central. And then Tuesday night I have Prime Time with Psychic Tina Marie right here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. And then you also can catch me. I had to pull down a few of the shows, but Thursday through Saturday during the day on Psychic Radio Network right here on Block Talk Radio. And that's Today's Psychic for Today's World. So we as individuals are trying to give just as much as we possibly can. But then on the other hand, a lot of what we do is just to give you an example of our work. Keep listening, come back, really, you know, listen to the programming so you get an idea of what it is that we do. This way, if you would like a private session or reading with us, you can do that. You can get a hold of me at www.misstina.com. I do got a couple of specials going on over there. Very easy to do. Just come on over and get to know me. How can people get a hold of you, Amanda?
You can find me on Facebook with Amanda Dowell, 1L. You can also email me at starwaya, starwaya, at hotmail.com. Those are two ways. And then the third way is my phone number, my office number, which is 301-748-1090. My website is in maintenance, but it will be up again. And, of course, you know, people can get a hold of us here. People can get a hold of us here on the radio show as well. Or if they find you, Miss Tina, and they're looking for me, they can certainly find us that way too, because we make a great team together, and I love the support of you and Reverend B at GGM Radio. I have grown leaps and bounds just for, you know, having this show and having all of you and, you know, all the many people that have helped me to start growing myself. It's a growing process for all of us.
There you go. And real quickly, let's give a shout-out to the rest of our friends here at GGRM, and then we better get to some callers, because I got to tell you, what is the number to call into the show, darling, if people would like to talk to me and you?
All right. Well, if you want to call in and talk to us, the number is area code 347 237-5339. So what I'm going to do so we can get to callers is we're going to take a really quick commercial break and then come right back and take some callers. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You know the bed feels warmer.
Listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Welcome back, Tina Marie.
Hey there. Whoa. You know, you've really pulled up some great commercials today. Cool beans. Thank you so much for letting me be on your show today, darling.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest. I really have just kind of pulled this because, you know, it's one of those things where what doesn't kill you does make you stronger. And just because you make a mistake and you're human, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's the end and it's, you know, everything is just the end. Whether you're an energy healer, a person, or you're one of us, you know, you just keep going and it makes you stronger. And you can choose again even when you make a mistake. You know, that was my biggest message to all the listeners out there today. Are you ready to take some callers?
Hey, I'm with you, sister. Let's do it.
All right. So, again, our phone number to call in to ask a question is 347-237-5339. We also have the chat room open. So, our first caller is area code 915. You're on with Amanda and Tina Marie. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you. My name is Liz. My name is Liz. And I just need a message regarding our business. We're planning on selling it and moving it and opening up a new business at another state. Right now we have two offers that have come in, and we're just at a crossroads there. We're not sure which one to take.
All right, Liz, can I have your date of birth real quick?
It's 9/25/66.
Amanda, you want me to go first or you, darling?
You go ahead and go first. I will tune into her as well and see what comes through.
I've got to tell you, you are at a crossroad, gal. You really, truly are. You called us, or you called into the show, so I'm going to give you the energy that I'm picking up. You've lost a lot of money. Money has went. Money's going out. It sure is. Yeah, money's correct. Money's going boom, boom, boom. You will be met. Yeah. Take a deep breath for me, Liz. You're holding your breath.
Whew.
You're ready for the move. You are ready, but yet you're tired. You're really ready to get it, to move on and refresh. I can understand this, but I really feel it's going to be a little bit of time here. One of these companies, there's something leery about both. And you know what that's called?
No.
They want the bottom dollar. They're going to try to break you down for the bottom dollar. You know that, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you know that. They sure are. But that, I mean, whatever you do is totally up to you. You have free will. The energies that I'm – who's got the A in it? Large A? And that's not fishing. There's something with an A in one of them that is pronounced.
An A.
A, large A. There's something around the A.
That's the first letter of our business.
Your business.
Yes. It's our business.
How'd we do there, Liz? All right. Take a deep breath. Trying to get up the energy, baby. Good gracious. You know, my breath just got a little chilly. You are going to make a good. It's going to be a few months. I have no idea where you're calling from. Don't tell me. But I'm just feeling that towards this, the cooler weather, you're just going to get a blink in the eye. Boom, 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 boom. You'll know which one to take. Because I'm going to tell you, there's fishers out there. Do you know what I mean by that? They fishing.
Yes.
Yeah, they want that bottom dollar. They're going to see how desperate you can get. Please start taking care of you. I see papers everywhere, and a lot of them are not taken care of.
Okay. So paperwork is key, definitely. Our books are not up to par right now, so we need to take care of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we're set on our price. We're not budging.
All right, girl.
We're not budging at all.
Make sure that financially.
We've worked hard for this. So.
Yep. Well, make sure. You got your free will. You can do whatever you want to. But I got to tell you something. Get the paperwork in order. If you're not going to budge, then you need to prepare yourself money-wise to be able to go about four more months.
Okie
dokie. All right, Amanda.
All right. Great,
darling.
I see the same thing. It's going to take a little bit of time to get where you want to be. It's not to say that you won't get where you're going. A lot relies upon the breath and also where you go forward. The main thing that you need to focus on is, you know, continuing to move forward through the process. So you've lost a little bit of money. You recognize it and you see it, so you just continue on that path and you move beyond, okay, I lost it, to, you know, I'm going to gain it back. You know, you will gain it back. I see you, you know, gathering resources up to have what you need to do and go where you need to go, and you have a great support team with your angels to show you the way on where to go and how to get there. It's just a matter of time before you really find your wings yourself to fly and make this happen. So you're going to do great.
Absolutely. Just get that paperwork in order, and I mean, cut back on
the paperwork is important. Absolutely.
Cut back on Ooh, I just got the biggest chill. But next year is going to be so cool for you. It may start out a little slow for you, but stay savvy with all this, okay?
Oh, yes. And our new business venture is looking great, right? We're staying positive on this.
Well, you got to take care of one before you can do the other.
Definitely. I agree.
All right, darling.
Thank you
so
much.
If I need any further help, now listen, this is just an example of our work. If I can be any further help, come on over to www.misstina.com. Or if you'd like to talk to Amanda, you can come on over, get a hold of on the same site, www.misstina.com, whether you want to talk to me or her and set up a reading, I'll get it to her. All right, Amanda, let's go to the next caller. Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you so much for calling. Stay in touch. Blessings to you. Our next caller is area code 808. You're on with Amanda and Miss Tina. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
My name is Leilani. And thanks. On Friday, one of my friends had passed away, and he went really young. And I was just wondering if you had a message or anything. His name is Thomas Finney.
Okay, please no last names. Just give me your date of birth.
Okay, my name is Ku'u Leilani. My date of birth is 2/10/85.
Can you take a deep breath for me? Amanda, do you want to go first or would you like me to?
Go ahead and see if you pick up on this one. I'm going to look a little bit more at her energy field and pick up on some things here.
All right, Amani, I got to be honest with you. You're very intuitive. Even before the child passed away, you knew it. Are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here.
You knew something wasn't right. As a mother, knew it. You knew something wasn't right before this occurred. Take a deep breath. I'm still smelling. I cannot even put my hand around what this is. Can you take a deep breath and blow it away from the phone, dear, because you're holding your breath.
Okay.
He made it to spirit, baby. He's around. His energy is different after his death than it was before, okay?
Okay.
His energy is different. There's a freedom about this. It is very light and airy, and I don't feel any kind of ridicule. You know, when they make it to spirit, they don't carry on any kind of negative with them, okay, Doki? You've got to really understand that this, for some particular reason, this had nothing to do with you. What was going on with the blood?
I don't know.
The blood, his body of blood, not outside body blood.
No, I don't know.
Infection, some kind of an infection through his system. Think about it. Whether, you know, I don't know if he had a cold and the infection going through his system. I don't know if he had hepatitis, strep throat. I don't know what was going on, but there's an issue because this is what I'm smelling.
Okay.
Okie dokie? But that had nothing to do with you. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? Because it had nothing to do with you. He was out of his body before he even passed. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, he was.
Pardon me?
Yes, he was. He was on life support for 5 days before they pulled the plug.
All right, baby.
Yes.
He was already out of his body. He was already out of his body. And that's it. You know, this is sad. This is very, very sad. I wouldn't wish this upon no mother. But know that he was already in the hands of, there's an older male around him, deceased, and a female to the side that collected him. He was swooped up. And they stood to the back while y'all were there. You see what I'm saying? Did you miss some of this time at the end with him?
Yes.
I was going to say, it's okay, Mama. It's okay, Mama. Are you all right, darling?
I'm okay.
All right. Take a deep breath and just let it be known. I mean, this is what you call mediumship. And that energy just flows. You really need to let his... Can I tell you something? And you have free will. You have free will to do whatever you want to. Let him go through the natural course in order. And what that means is let him come to you naturally. I'm not saying do not mourn him. I'm not saying to you, be careful what you're pulling so we don't pull in other things. You see what I'm saying? There's other children. There's other children. There's other. And I'm not saying walk off. This is not what I'm saying. Be careful what you're pulling. Don't pull in the negativity with this. This had nothing to do with you.
Okay.
All right. Amanda, what are you picking up, darling?
It is very important to remember that it's not your fault. Oftentimes, many of us, we feel that it is our fault, you know, that we did do something. So we fault ourselves, even not just in something like this, but in everyday life when we make mistakes or we mess up on relationships, and we're human. We can even mess up on relationships as well. But in your case, it is absolutely correct that, all right, so your loved child there was alive and on, you know, support and was breathing the breath of life, just like the breath of life when they came in, the breath of life when you go out as well. And the only difference in where they are when they were there with you, loving you and appreciating you as a person, is they're loving and appreciating you from the other side. The only change is that there isn't an encapsulation or a body that, you know, that holds this soul or this being of light. And so you were blessed with a being of light, and it's hard because once you are blessed with a being of light that lives in a body, I don't care if it's a mom, daughter, son, aunt, uncle, grandmother, whatever, it's hard to release them. But even in releasing of the, you know, encapsulation that this beautiful soul was in, they're still with you, they love you and appreciate you and understand that they were not meant to be here at this time. So it's important for you to remember that even though they were here for a short time, they're still here. They're just in spirit. They love you, and they don't blame you, and they think about you every day, and you feel it, and you know when they do. You don't necessarily have to see them. You just feel it and know that they're there, and don't blame yourself. I know they don't want you to, so really hold that in, and don't hold yourself back by not breathing, because the breath of life is very important to this soul for you as well, so remember to breathe.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
now, darling, let me tell you now, if we could be any further help, you can get a hold of us privately. Okie dokie.
All right, sweetheart.
He knows.
Take care. Bless you.
You'll smell him.
Thank you.
I smell him. You'll smell him. I smell him.
Oh, come yeah, you will.
All right. Thank you.
MissTina.com, and you can get a hold of me or Amanda, whoever you'd like to talk to. We do got some specials going on over there. And when we do private readings here on GGRM Radio, all proceeds go right back into the ministry. All right, Amanda, we've got about, what, 9 minutes left of the show. We've got,
we got about 9 minutes and one more caller. We have one more caller, so we're going to take this one caller down here, which is area code 210. You're on with Amanda and Miss Tina. How are you?
Hi, how are y'all?
We are
good.
Good. That's awesome to hear. I'm calling because I had a question in regards to a relationship that I'm calling.
All right.
In.
Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Yes. I'm. Can you hear me better now?
There you go. Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. Perfect. I'm calling because I had a question in regards to a relationship with this person that I'm currently with. I wanted to see if you could pick up on how things will go and possibly maybe what the other person's feeling.
All right. Give me your date of birth, please.
May 31st, 1991.
19 what? 91. 1991. All right. Do you have theirs by chance?
Give me a second. It is 92, and it is August the, I want to say it's
15. I already got it. All right, I'm going to go ahead. I already got you, gal. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and just relax. I'm going to go ahead and jump, Amanda.
You go for it.
You know what? There is so much baggage around you, gal. I'm being honest. Things are not fitting. I really feel like you got a bunch of stuff going on around you that is not cool. And I'm really trying to not say things on air. Okay, dokie? To be quite frank with you, you've got a lot of things going on you don't trust. Then the moment that they give you a reason not to trust, you don't trust. Is this going anywhere? I think this is going to be a life lesson, but you can do any, you know, you got free will. Stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Keep hanging on.
Yeah.
Keep hanging on. Am I correct or not?
Yeah, you're correct.
Okie dokie. Well, the one thing I really need to say to you is you're like an elephant. You don't forget nothing. And you are an angry woman. You're an angry, angry young lady. I say that with love. I hope you know that. I really do. And I feel for you. You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spot on, wasn't I? Because you know why? You are so open. Your emotions. You want to know when, where, why, and how come. And you've got answers from your past that you have never, ever got. It's just like it rolls over.
Like
you know,
what?
A lot of people say, yeah, a lot of people say to me, oh, Miss Tina, you sound so harsh. No, I'm bringing the energy through. And if it's strong when it's brought to me, I'm going to give it to you. The other thing is, why is the number two coming up around you? I do not know if it's February or the number two. You just, whatever that is, you hold on to that. There's something going on here, and I don't want to go totally into it. What we do on this program is just to give everybody, you know, to help everybody, to give them an example of our work. Amanda, what are you picking up, darling?
You know, I really get a lot of the same things you do with the whole thing. It's just, you know, there's a lot of emotion to work with there and work through to get to where you want to be. And sometimes, you know, just because you're an open book and you have a lot of emotion to heal, you know, it's definitely the time to work through that. It's like working your way through a jungle. I mean, I just see you out in the wilderness trying to work your way to, you know, the goal spot where you need to be. It's almost like, you know, you're trying to win that prize at the end of the finish line. So you just have some things to get through to get to where you want to be. So you just visualize what you want to do, and you can do that. You can get there because it's just focusing on where you want to be and how you want to get there and working to release those emotions, that anger that doesn't serve you. So a lot of, you know, letting go of those ties and forgiveness and just release work is really important for you at this stage so you don't carry it. Because when we carry it, we tend to, you know, put weight in extra places. It might not be your tummy, but it might be somewhere else, or it could be anywhere, and you get stressed. And so there are emotions in your physical body that, you know, feel this when you do that. So it's important to look after yourself and take care of yourself with all of this going on, and work to meditate, exercise, walk, and even listen to music or take salt baths and smudge yourself just to help you to feel better. That's what
Absolutely.
I see for you.
Absolutely. And like I said before, ma'am, you're not very old. You're not very old, and you've been through a lot. Amanda and I are here for you here at Greater Good Ministry Radio. We are here for you. If you'd like to get a hold of us, go ahead. at www.misstina.com. We can't, you know, say everything we feel and sense on air in the time that we've got. We just really try to help people the best we can in the length of time we got. All right, thank you so much to that caller, area code 210. Amanda, let's talk about something real quick here. Well, call us if we can be of help to you. All right, close the mic. Here we go.
Thank you.
You
yeah.
know, oh, thank you so much, so much. And we say it with love, darling. We want you healthy and happy. All right. Real quickly, everybody, you can catch Amanda on Monday, same time, same place, right here on GGRM at, it's 11, is it 11, 11 Central?
It's 11 Central.
There you go. See, I'm in Florida, she's in Missouri, so it kind of goes back and forth. And I am so proud you let me come on your program today. It was beautiful. We had a rocking
Thank
time.
You. Well, I really enjoyed you being on my program today. I always enjoy working with such a bright light like you, too. It's just a pleasure.
All right. And to everybody out there, once again, if you'd like to get a hold of me or Amanda, you can come on over to www.misstina.com, and we'll get you whoever you would like to talk to. Amanda said that she's going to honor. I've got a couple of specials going on over there. And Amanda said that she's going to honor the same thing through the rest of the month, 20 minutes for $35 or 30 minutes for $50. And if you'd like to talk to me or Amanda, just get a hold of us at www.misstina.com. And by the way, we are building, Amanda, one of the coolest websites, y'all. And we're trying to pull it together, and it won't be long. We're going to have it together pretty quick here. And then you'll be able to have a direct connect with Amanda. Or if not, then come on over to Facebook. Is that correct?
That's right. Or they can email me at starwea@hotmail.com, or they can call my office number, 301-748-1090.
There you go. There you go. You know, the one thing that, oh, I just got a chill. I just got released. Love and light to everybody out there, and especially to you, Amanda. You are a wonderful, hardworking young woman, and I got to tell you, you've got such a bright, bright, beautiful future ahead of you. And love and light.
Thank you.
Yeah, and love and light to everybody that called into the programming today. Light a candle for them. Everybody pray for them that can hear this program today. And please, come on over, too. Greater Good Ministry Radio. Check it out. There's so many different beautiful individuals of hosts. We've got Dr. Gregory Scott. We've got, come on, Amanda, who's on there? There's so many of them.
Tasha, the angel woman. We've got Nancy Murdoch. We have Gregory
Reverend
Scott.
B.
We have you. We have Reverend B.
And she is the founder of Greater Good Ministry Radio. Any readings that we get from this program will go directly right back into Greater Good Ministry Radio. Thank you for all the love and support to everybody out there. Please check out Amanda every Monday here on Greater Good Ministry Radio at 11 p.m. Central. And tomorrow night, I do have a program. It's called Primarily – oh, tonight is Monday, right? Tonight
That's
at
right.
7 p.m. Central. Please join me for Primarily Paranormal. At the end of the show, we will be doing psychic mini readings. And then tomorrow night, Tuesday night, same time, 7 p.m. Central, please come on over to Tina Marie on GGRM. And it is Primarily Psychic Readings. So we're trying to cover all the bases. Love and light to you, Amanda, and all the other people on this programming. And love and light to Reverend B that has allowed all this to happen for us.
Thank you, Tina Marie. Blessings, everybody.
I get wings to fly. Oh, I'm alive.
all the voices of the wind. Every dream that reaches out to find the love we gave.